This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections has surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. U.S. President Donald Trump says he intends to prepare the country for future pandemics by restocking the national stockpile. He says that includes bringing critical manufacturing back to the U.S. from abroad. Mr. Trump announced this plan Thursday while visiting a Pennsylvania medical equipment distributor. His comments came the same day a whistleblower testified that the Trump administration had failed to properly prepare for the current pandemic. Mr. Trump is also trying to convince the public that it's time for states to begin to reopen, even as the virus continues to spread. He called on Pennsylvania's Democratic governor to open up the state. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning doctors about a rare but serious condition in children linked with the coronavirus. In an alert issued Thursday, the CDC called the condition multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Over 100 children in New York and several other states have been sickened. It was first reported several weeks ago in Europe. A few deaths have occurred. U.S. health officials have released part of some long-delayed specific guidance that schools, businesses, and other organizations can use as states reopen from coronavirus shutdowns. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday posted a set of six decision tool documents. The one-page documents use traffic signs and other graphics to tell organizations things to consider before reopening. The CDC has prepared for more extensive and more specific guidance that has not been posted as of yet. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing Republicans for seeking to delay the next round of economic relief. 2 days after Pelosi unveiled a new $3 trillion plan, the White House threatened that President Donald Trump would veto the measure. It was a symbolic threat because opposition by Senate Republicans led by leader Mitch McConnell means the Democratic bill would never reach Mr. Trump. But the day's exchanges emphasized the election year partisan divide over that effort. The Democratic proposal is a first step in what seems likely to result in negotiations among congressional leaders as well as the White House. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is shifting coronavirus state of emergency ahead of schedule in most of the country except for 8 high-risk areas. The state of emergency was due to continue until the end of May. Abe says experts will meet next week to decide if the measure can be lifted in the remaining areas. The state of emergency gives local leaders a legal basis to request social distancing measures, but it does not impose penalties. Mental health experts are warning that as the world pandemic drags on, the mounting combination of death, joblessness, and uncertainty is also fueling a mental health crisis. The WHO is asking governments to put the issue front and center. It's a depressing combination. Of course, in the United Nations is asking governments that as the pandemic crisis drags on, not to forget the mental health toll that this is having on many, many people. The report released on Thursday also shows high levels of distress in the United States general population, about 45% of those surveyed. Children and frontline workers, they say, are among the most vulnerable groups. Reuters has itself met many doctors and nurses across the world experiencing combinations of panic, grief, nightmares. The WHO did outline steps that governments can take to help ease the burden, including addressing past underfunding of psychological services and pushing online resources like video conferences with therapists. The United Nations is forecasting that the coronavirus pandemic will shrink the world economy by 3.2% this year, the sharpest contraction since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The UN's mid-year report released Wednesday said COVID-19 is expected to slash global economic output by nearly $8.5 trillion over the next 2 years, wiping out nearly all gains of the last four. In January, the UN forecast a modest growth of 2.5% in 2020. The report said the pandemic is also likely to push an estimated 34.3 million people below the extreme poverty line in 2020. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.